News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Community wardens are needed to fine motorists who park in cycle lanes. That's according to Dermot Lacey, Labour Party councillor and member of the Joint Policing Committee on Dublin City Council. Dermot joins us now. Dermot, tell us your argument. Why do we need community wardens?
Well, good morning, Shane. I suppose you've wrapped up two issues there into one. There is an issue about parking in cycleways, and that's caused a lot of problems. And in my view, there's an issue in relation to litter and dogs and parking. And I have long advocated the idea that we would employ what I would call community wardens, who would have a multiplicity of roles, who could act as litter wardens, who could act as dog wardens, who could act as civic ambassadors, for want of a better word, and could bring back the old-fashioned parking tickets that just lashed a ticket on a car when it was parked illegally or improperly. No waiting for the campers to come along, no waiting for a tow truck to come along, parked in a cycleway, issued a fine. I believe it would pay for itself in no time.
The issue I can think of in relation to just issuing a ticket was there was loads of people who just thumbed their nose at the authorities, never paid those tickets, and it was expensive and very time-consuming to bring them to book.
Well, bring in higher fines. I mean, I was just checking this morning, the fine for parking in a cycleway is incredibly 40 euro, while the fine for sort of being 5 minutes over underpayment on a parking bay is 120 euro to lift your car. So
yeah,
there's a massive difference between the two. And in my view, the car parked in a cycleway, causing in many cases real danger to people, is a far greater offence.
Yeah, fair enough. How big an issue is it?
It's a huge issue. I just last night I was cycling home from my... I mean, I'm like an awful lot of people, Shane. I'm a cyclist and I'm a motorist. I'm not anti-car. I recognise there's a need for it. But I cycle a fair whack as well. I'm cycling home from City Hall in Dame Street to Donnybrook. I passed by at least 10 cars. And this was sort of 6 o'clock in the evening that were parked on cycleways. Couldn't get it out, just blocking the way, and it's extraordinarily dangerous. You know, you have to inch out of narrow roads, passing by the car that's half parked in the cycle lane, half parked on the footpath. And it is really, really dangerous, and it's unacceptable, and it's just sheer bad manners. And I'm a good believer in good manners. I actually, in general, want to see less rules and less regulations. Mm-hmm. I'm probably untypical on the left when I say that. I think we have too many regulations. But let's enforce the ones that we have.
Would these wardens be full-time Dublin City Council staff, and where would the budget come from to employ them?
Well, they would be full-time Dublin City Council staff, and in my view, the income would come from the fines income. If you take it, you know, 5 fines of 120 euro a week would give you 600 euro. That alone could be a major contributor towards your salary. I just think we have to, you know, if you link the roles into litter wardens and dog wardens, things that people are looking for all of the time. In the past, part of the problem is that we had dog wardens, we had litter wardens, we had parking, the old brown through the traffic wardens. Why not integrate them into one role you know, provide a service? I just think we need a little bit more creative thinking in general in politics, and you know, that's local government is a very pragmatic area. It's very unlike the Dáil in that regard. And I think there's a pragmatic solution to a real problem.
A pragmatic solution to a real problem? Is it a likely solution? Could this happen?
I don't know. I suppose I wouldn't either be involved in public representation or in the Labour Party if I, you know, always went down the easy road. I think this is something worth pursuing. I'm going to pursue it. Whether we can win that battle or not, I don't know. But, I mean, I've won many battles in the past that I didn't think were winnable. And I've lost some battles along the way as well. It's something worth pursuing, and I'm going to pursue it.
OK, we'll leave it there. Councillor Dermot Lacey of the Labour Party, thanks indeed for talking to us this morning.